Kovad Rav Lev, would one be able to say the three oaths no longer stand, as non-Jews broke their side of the oath by overly persecuting us, i.e. the Holocaust? Thank you. Anonymous from London. Are the halachic parameters of these three oaths that you refer to, that the Gemara says that when we went into exile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us take three oaths, one of them that we would not leave Golos en masse and reconquer Eretz Yisrael until the Mashiach came, and the other oaths that we would not force the inyan of Mashiach through extra prayer or whatever. It doesn't seem like Gedolei Yisrael, including the Or Sameach, held that those oaths don't apply today. The Or Sameach said that once the nations of the world gave us permission to return to Eretz Yisrael, as they did in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, Persia gave us permission, then the oath doesn't apply. It only applies to taking Eretz Yisrael by force against the will of the nations of the world. But it would seem that even though the nations of the world have broken the oath that they took, the two aren't dependent one on the other. It's not that we made an oath to the nations of the world, and they made an oath to us, and then if one side breaks their oath, the other side can break their oath. Here, God is the one who basically made these the conditions of Golus. That's what the oath means. We never actually took an oath. These were the conditions of our exile. Therefore, it would seem like they would apply whatever halachic parameters they have. This is not the forum to discuss.